it's a very elitist society in all sorts of ways, and this shows itself in a variety of forms, from caste-based tea shops in the villages through to the way that India has very, very bad primary education for the poor, but absolutely first-class tertiary education for the elite. One of the forms this has taken, I think, is that the old sort of idea of a library for all is very rare in India. They do exist, I mean, and there are some good examples, but most of the libraries that I can think of and have come across are more elitist institutions attached to universities or scholarly societies or the Indian Council for Cultural Research, according to the British Council.
But do your children belong to a library?
My children use the school library and borrow books very regularly from that. As for myself, I'm a member of a wonderful thing called the London Library, which is an extraordinary institution. It's a private library with members, which has quite a hefty membership fee of £120 a year or something, $40.
How does it work?
And it works that you're allowed to borrow up to 9 books indefinitely until other readers want them. And so it means you can basically take a great stack of books home and write your book at home.
But are they couriered to you if you're in some?
If you're a country member, they can be couriered to you in the country. Strictly speaking, I haven't met in that country, but I've infringed on that quietly without. Informing the library. No doubt this will get on some great central librarian's blog now and I will be exposed.
In the case of most of the kind of public libraries I'm thinking of, there's huge changes in libraries, from the focus being on books to the focus being on technology. And what do you feel about that as a direction in libraries?
Well, first thing I find is that it's a benefit to me in an odd sort of way, in that I buy most of the books I work with if I can. I look on Aid Books increasingly the books which I'm buying on Aid Books seem to be library rejects. So, I mean, books of lovely old colonial histories that have been thrown out of libraries in New Zealand or India or America.
That's where they're all going, is it?
Ending up in my library at home. But seriously, I think libraries should be about books, and I think it's very important that as more and more goes on the web, and as Google Books, for example, develops, then obviously it's an increasingly legitimate thing for libraries to do. It seems to me a very negative mood is if a small town sells off its ancient library stock to buy DVDs and computers which are then used by the kids in the town merely to play video games or piss around listening, downloading music or worse.
But say if you were in charge of a municipality and you had choices to make about whether your small budget would go towards medical facilities or go towards library facilities,
I think libraries are incredibly important, and particularly for those who are not rich enough to be able to buy large quantities of books themselves. I think they're major feeders of the mind, and that the mind is as important as the body, and that to be starved of intellectual stimulation is as bad as to be starved of good medical facilities. So I think people shouldn't. I mean, it's the whole debate about culture over sort of vocational expenditure. Is it how much can a country justify an opera house, a ballet, libraries, and universities, as opposed to providing buses for old-age pensioners, free colostomy bags and Zimmer frames. And obviously it is a balance that has to be struck. Both are important, but for the medical lobby to say that the body is the only thing that matters and let knowledge be privatised and people buy books they need it is a tragic thing. There are many, many, many cases of great intellectuals who've come from poor backgrounds who've clambered their way up the intellectual tree and academic tree through public libraries.